It be hot. Let's go, Roger, the message this morning. Here we go. What do you do when the heat gets turned up? This is part two. Last week we gave the first part of this message and on dealing with problems and trials and adversity. What do we do when Satan comes after us? What do we do when we're trying to do the right thing, for crying out loud, and all hell's breaking loose? What do you do? Say. I don't know. Help me! That's what we're going to talk about today. We got a hot story from the Bible. Let's talk about hot stories in the Bible. Name one if you know one. A hot story. Something that's hot. Come on. What? Daniel and lion's skin. Is that what you said? How hot was it in there? It's lion. It's cool. It's cave. No, it was pretty hot. What's one you think of? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I heard it. We're going to look at that story today from the book of Daniel. Same idea as last week. Let's pop it up. Roger. Same idea as last week. How to handle the heat. Same process you go through. And so if you were here last week, you're going to see some of these same things. Pop them up again, Roger, on the screen. I know we got them somewhere. There are cycles to handling the heat. We talked about it last week. There's the heat right there in the left-hand corner. Problem, heat. Amen? How many had some of them in your life? Help me if you're on the stage. Come on. Yeah. Problems, heat. That's what we talked about. You're going to have problems. You're going to have problems. That's why you've got to deal. If you think just because you've had problems, that gives you the right to have a stinking attitude, that's crazy. We all have problems.
Well, you ain't got my problem.
Well, I could probably go toe-to-toe with you on problems. But what good's that going to do?
My problem being your problem.
What good's that going to do? We need to learn how to deal with this stuff. Amen? I want to get through the problem. I want to be a victorious Christian. That's what I want in my life. So the problem's going to come. Then we saw purpose. You've got to determine. I'm going to do the right thing, even if right costs. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to purpose in my heart to do the right thing and not cave in. Between purpose and peace is always rationalization and excuse making. You can purpose till the cows come home, but it's going to be a little rationalization, excuse making that's going to take place before you get a peace of God. You got to stay with it. You know, devil's going to come at you, cave, you know, you deserve to be bitter and angry and all this kind of mess in your life. Listen, but you can make it and you can get the peace of God. And you know what? Right in the middle, God's going to work out a supernatural plan in your life. I'm not saying He's going to take all the trouble away, but He is going to be with you. There's going to be a plan that's going to come to you. Come on, how many of you have been in trouble before and there was a plan and I got out of trouble? Thank God for the plan. Let me see your hands. Come on. It's happened in my life. It's the truth. And that's what we see in our story last week, and we're going to see it again today. Then there's provision. He's going to take care of me. Even though I'm hurting, even though I'm struggling, even though the heat's hot, even though I'm going through all kinds of mess, God's going to take care of me. He's going to provide for me what I need. He's going to protect me. That's one of the biggest lessons we're going to learn today, is that the problem isn't going to kill you. The problem really is not even going to hurt you. You don't even have to get burned by the problem, really. It just messes with us. I had some of that this week. I had some problems this week. They weren't huge. They were huge to me. And so it starts messing with your mind, right? And you know what? Before I dealt with one of those problems, I quoted scripture after scripture after scripture. I must have quoted 50 scriptures. But you know what? You got to know the scripture to be able to quote them. Amen? Yeah, that's not bragging on me, but I love the Bible and I know the scripture and I memorize the scripture. I love, that's why I repeat it often. That's why we put it on the screen. That's why I bang it into your head. Why? Because that's where this strength comes from the Word of God. And you know what? When I dealt with that problem I had, which was no big crisis to some, you know what? I was humble. And you know what? It all worked out for my favor.
It worked out for my good, man. It was great. It was awesome.
Didn't have to ask me, do you want to go through that problem? Yeah, can we do it again? Because it worked out so good. But I wasn't feeling that way before. Amen? So, He'll protect you, take care of you, and then He'll promote you. And that's what happened to me this week. You know, didn't get no raise in pay, but I got a promotion. No, I'm just kidding. But we got a little promotion, you know, in the situation. So it was a beautiful thing. I thank God for the heat. So let's look at this story, how to handle the heat. Let's go, Raj, and we're going to try to fly. Look at the little flames. Ooh, it's hot. Come on, see what we got. Hit a button. do something. There we go.
Problem. There it is.
We got a problem. Let's look at the scripture. What do we see this morning? Daniel chapter 3. If you have your Bible, want to turn there, that'd be great. And you can also get this message online and just go to Fellowship Church. The fellowshipinglewood.com, or you go to pastorgary.com, two R's in my name, and click, and right on the front page, you can click on this message from anywhere you are, all over the world. You can click and you can walk through this message if you'd like to. But let's look at it today. Chapter 3, verse 1. Are y'all okay? You see, y'all are quiet today. I tell you, that's good, though. I mean, I guess I can think. Here we go. But I hope you're fine. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, the breadth thereof 6 cubits. Nebuchadnezzar is the king who took over Jerusalem. Remember last week? And they captured a lot of people there, brought back the finest young men, remember? And made them to be people who were in the king's court. And you had Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We saw a little bit of that last week. This is the same guy, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. So he made this big image of gold. The story is moving on in the book of Daniel, chapter 3. And it was a big old sucker. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. So he made this image. Verse 5. And the deal was this. When you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship this golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Anybody got any questions on that? Or we understand what's happening? Okay, he made this image to be worshipped. Let's do a little checking. That's a problem. That's a problem with these Hebrew boys. Wouldn't you say? Why do you think it's a problem? Command number one. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Amen? How many did the Ten Commandments with me before? Amen? The sword, right? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's a problem. I can't do this, right? If I'm here, I can't do this. How about number two? What's the second command? Thou shalt make no what? Idols or graven images. That's a problem, isn't it? Thou shalt not take God's name in vain. Number three. This is a little bit of a problem for the Hebrew boys. Number four. Keep the Sabbath holy. Last time I checked, this ain't the way we're supposed to be doing this, right? So this is a problem. This is an adversity that's coming into their life. But they've got to do this. Now watch it. What's the big deal? So what? They don't do it. Verse 6. And whoso falleth not down and worships that same hour, they're going to be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. How to handle the heat? What do? You just bow down and say, when problems come your way, Satan comes knocking on your door, do you just give in? Do you say, big deal, who cares? When are you going to grow up? So, when are you going to start saying, that bad attitude stinks? When are you going to say, I got to quit doing that? When are you going to say, this is sin, this is wrong, this ain't right, it's not the right thing to do, I need to stop that by the grace of God? When are you going to do that? See, these things happen in our life. We're going to have problems. Satan wants this in our life. He wants us to be tested. He wants us to fall and to stumble. And this is what's happening in these guys' life. They know what's right to do, but are they going to do right? That's the problem. Keep looking. And then it gets worse. Watch it. Wherefore at that time, certain Chaldeans, that's the people that lived there in Babylon, they came there and accused the Jews. Why'd they accuse these boys? Because when the horns blew, the boys didn't bow. Are you hearing me today? So he set up this image. They're supposed to bow down. The boys didn't bow. Why? Because it's against the law of God. We ain't going to do that. We don't worship any idol. We're not going to do something crazy. That's stupid. We ain't done. So they didn't do it. I don't think they made a big deal out of it. I don't think they bragged, look, we didn't bow down. Look at us. I don't think it was anything like that. But there were some people that hated their guts. There were some people that wanted to see some fire and some action. You always got those kind of people in church. I always like to keep something stirring. I see some action. We don't like you here, okay? All right, hate to be ugly. We don't like that at all. We don't need that kind of action. We got enough action with the devil without any extra help. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. So here's what's happening. Got the little tattletales with big mouths telling on them. And so the gig is up. So that was the problem. Let's look at purpose. Here's purpose. You've got a purpose in your heart to do the right thing. Let's see what the Bible says. Verse 12. Here they are talking. There are certain Jews telling the king, whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to be specific. These men, O king, have not regarded you. They serve not their gods, nor worship the golden image which you've set up. Can you see the determination of those three boys in that verse? So, you see it? They ain't bowing. They ain't regarded. They ain't moving. It ain't happened. So they had that determination. They had purposed in their heart. Some might ask, where was Daniel doing all of this? There was four, right? Where's Daniel? Well, Daniel is outside the gate. And outside the gate of cities would be places where business would be taken care of and judicial matters and things like that. He's involved in that kind of things going on. He's being promoted and moving on up the ladder. These boys are being promoted in the province of Babylon, so they are separated. That's why Daniel's not here with these guys, okay? So they didn't fall down. They purposed. They're not going to do this. Look at what the king does. Verse 13, Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, he commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He was madder than a hornet. You ever been there? You ever known there was something to do that was wrong and you shouldn't do it? It made somebody else mad because you didn't do it? So, young girls, if you're hearing some guy pressures you to have sex with them, and they get ticked off, good. Slap them in the face. Hit them in the mouth. I'm serious. I give my daughter complete permission to do that. And I'll bail your butt out of jail. Amen? Sometimes that's what you got to do. Listen. He was so mad that they didn't do what he said do, which was the wrong thing. Sometimes you have to fight back. Are you hearing me? I mean, I hate to come across as ugly, but that's the truth, man. Sometimes you just got to fight. He was angry at them. And so he brought these men before the king. Look at verse 14. He spoke it. He said unto them, is it true? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you don't serve my gods. You don't worship the golden image which I've set up. Who are you? Can you imagine three little old Hebrew kids? I mean, they're getting older now. They're older teens, early 20s. But here's the king of Babylon, really of the world. And you're not doing right? You're not doing what he says? This is big stuff. Amen? Look, if they can stand under that kind of pressure, can't you and I stand up the kind of pressure we go through? So, amen. Come on. We can do the right thing. And then he says this, now if ye be ready. Can you say that with me? Now if ye be ready. You know what he's going to do? He's going to give them a second chance. He's going to give you a second chance. Let's try it again, boys. Then at one time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down. And you worship the image which I made. Got it? Any questions? Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast that same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? And you know what? That's what it's all about. Who is that God? Who is that God? The way you and I respond to trouble in our life, the way you and I respond to adversity in our life, says everything about who our God is. If we always bow, if we always bend, if we always cave to the devil's pressure and tactics, it says a lot about who our God is. Our God is nothing. If during adversity we can't be strong and we can't have a testimony and we can't do the right thing. In my life, the times I've shined the brightest for the Lord has been when I've had problems, when I've had adversity. You know, when things are going good and you're looking good, nobody really watching. You know, that's just the way it is. But when the heat gets turned up in your life and you're hurting and you're still doing the right thing, it's amazing how big you become and the testimony that you can have. That's the way God works. That's God's plan. He says, then we'll see about your God. It's adversity that lets that happen. So they purpose to do the right thing, didn't they? So, a purpose to do the right thing. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Amen.
And peace, usually, peace will come, but listen to me, peace will come, but watch it. Before you get there, there's usually this. There's rationalization and excuse making. Isn't it? You can want to do the right thing. How many, come on, let's be honest. You had every intention of doing the right thing. You purposed to do the right thing. But somewhere in your life, or a little one of these situations you went through, you excuse me, you rationalize, and you didn't do the right thing. Let me see your hand. Just be honest. Come on. I'm not trying to pick on you. We're just real. You're in a church full of people who have problems from time to time. And that's what happens. But I'm telling you, if you'll persevere, if you will purpose to do the right thing, and you will stay with it, I tell you what, the peace of God's going to come. I'm not saying it's going to come right away, but the peace of God will come. And when the peace of God comes in your life, all hell can't move you off of it. You've been there before, say. When you know, man, this is right. I've got the peace of God, and the gates of hell are not going to prevail. I'm going to do the right thing. Let's see what happens. They could have made some excuses. They could have said this, can't fight City Hall. I mean, this is an edict of the king. I can't help it. I just live here. I can't make a difference. How about this? If I obey the king, I can get his respect. I can win him to Jesus. So many times, we cave to pressure. We do the wrong thing and somehow think, well, you know, if I'll give a little here, maybe later on I can give them the gospel. Do the right thing. It's not your business to do wrong so somebody else can get the gospel. Some of that's crazy thinking. Do right. Amen? That's the right thing. If God's in charge of people being saved, God's in charge of the Holy Spirit coming and pricking our heart and the Word of God being proclaimed and people saying yes to Him, you're not in charge of all that. You can only do what's right. Amen? Do the right thing. They could have said that. How about this one? Our fearless leader isn't here. Remember, Daniel was outside the city. Oh, well. He made the decision for us in chapter 1 not to eat the meat, so he's not here. And a lot of us would use that as an excuse. And when we fail, we would then later blame it on him because he wasn't here. Right? Stop the excuse making. Get to this level. Boom. Pop it up. Peace. Can you say that with me?
Peace.
Come on one more time.
Peace.
Peace. Isn't that a good word? Hallelujah. Peace. Oh, I got some peace in my life. That's where you want to get right there. There'll be many problems going away, but that is a nice little, whoo, it's like walking from the beach. You know, you're walking through the sand. And you get to your little cool spot. Ooh, all right. That's peace right there. When things heat up, the peace of God. But it doesn't come by doing the wrong thing. It comes by doing the right thing. It comes by purposing in your heart. These guys, are they going to do the... Now, a lot of us know this story. Are they going to do the right thing?
Yeah.
Let's see. And this is serious. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the who? King! Oh, Nebuchadnezzar... We're not careful to answer you in this matter. What's that mean in plain English? Pop it up, Rod. Here's what it is. We don't even have to think about it anymore, Chief. Right here. The decision's made. We ain't bound. Ain't happening. I mean, we respect you. You have every right to make anything gold you want to make. Tell me something. We ain't bound. It ain't happening. We're not even careful to answer you. What does that mean? We don't even take any time on this one. That's the beautiful thing about the peace of God when it comes into your life. How many in your life, let's just think back a minute. How many of there were hard issues in your life that today you have the victory over? Can I see your hand? Today you have the victory over. Not because you're anything, but you have the peace now of God in that issue. It used to be something that just pulled at you and it drew you. And well, it's caused such a temptation and problem in your life. One more time. But now you got peace on. Can I see your hand? Come on. Man, that's just praising God. I got peace on. And you know you used to have that peace, but it came. Amen? And that makes Satan so angry. Let's raise hands one now. That means we're perfect. We sure aren't. We got ways to go, but it means if I got the peace on that, I believe that might give me the peace on something else. Amen? Come on. Let's see what happens. The plan. Well, it's great to have the peace, but how are we going to get out of this mess? How are we going to get out of this jam I'm in right now? Well, God will give you a plan. God will give you a plan. I'm not saying it's going to come by osmosis. Comes from His Word. Comes from reading His Word. Comes from praying. It comes from doing the right thing. You got to be on talking terms with Him if you're going to receive something from Him. And He talks through His Word. That's why I like to read the Word, memorize the Word. Why? Because I want to give Him more stuff to speak to my heart on. Does that make sense? A lot of people think God just talked to you. Listen, He speaks through His Word. His Word is quick. It's powerful. It's alive. I will hide Your Word in my heart that I might not sin against You. Your Word is a light unto my feet. It's a lamp, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. It's Your Word hid in my heart, and God the Holy Spirit will speak to you. And He will give you a plan. And I told you this week, little old something I had was insignificant to many. But to me, it was a big deal. And God just spoke His Word. When I say spoke it, I didn't hear an audible voice. I got a brain. Here it is. Half of it. About like that. Okay? And verses like, all things work together for good, Gary, to them that love God. My peace I give unto you. Not as the Word gives you. You can be at peace through this situation. Beautiful verses like that. Just, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is He, Gary, that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and I'll lift you up. Verses like that just flood. And if you put the Word in you, you'll get a plan. Are y'all cued in on that one this morning? If you don't believe that, you really need to get on the program. You need to get on the plan. Matter of fact, we've got something new coming out in September. Y'all going to work on it. If you're a computer literate and all that kind of stuff, we're going to have a screensaver program that's going to just blow verses up right before your face. That you're going to be on your computer and you're just going to see scripture after scripture that you're going to be able to just look at and memorize. It's not what I say, friend. It's what the Bible says. And that's going to help you in your life. So it's so important, the plan of God. So what was the plan? Let's look at it real fast. 17:18. Here's the plan. Here is their plan. Look at it. They're talking to the king. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And He will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. That's the plan. We're going to put this thing in God's hands. If you throw it, we already know one thing. We ain't bowing. But we don't know about it if we ain't going to burn. We know we ain't bowing. But we don't know about the burning part. If He wants us to burn, we'll burn. If He wants to save us, He'll save us. Bottom line, we ain't bowing. We're already past that. We're not going back to number three. Okay? That's the bottom line. But if not, if He doesn't save us, be it known unto thee, O king, we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you've set up. Isn't it funny? Where'd their plan come from? Somebody tell me. Where'd their plan come from? The Word of God. It's what they said, the Word of God. Does the Word of God say they shouldn't worship golden images? Yes or no? The Word of God said they shouldn't bow down and do what they were about to do? Yes or no? Case in point, get your plan from the Bible. I'm not saying on every little decision you have to make, you're going to find a little scripture verse for it. But it's amazing, as you put the Word of God in you, it'll affect your mind, it'll affect your decision-making process. It's going to be huge in your life. And you'd be surprised how you're going to have verses that will help you make those decisions. And that's what they did. That was the plan. That sounded like a great of a plan. I mean, that's all they had, right? And that was the bottom line. And sometimes that's the fix you're going to be in. Well, what happened? The king was hotter and so was the furnace. Look at the scriptures. Pop it up. The king got so hot. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. How about this right here? Say this with me. The form of his visage was changed. What does that mean? You ever seen somebody get real mad? Mad in the morning, red as a beet, eyeballs popping out of his head, veins sticking out. You know what I'm saying? His visage changed. He was not a happy man. He was so angry against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was to be heated. Turn that sucker up, jack that sucker. We've seen that on TV shows and cartoons. Turn it up. You know, turn it up 7 times hotter. That's some serious heat, man. He was so mad. Can God deliver? Let's see what happens in the story. They were thrown into the fire. They didn't miss the fire. You're not going to miss the fire. If you try to miss the fire, it ain't going to happen. You're going to get in the fire. How many been in the fire? Let me see your hand. Come on. Been in the fire. You ain't going to miss the fire. Fire's going to happen. You try to avoid the fire, you better go ahead and leave this planet. Fire's going to happen. Well, I had this. Fire's going to happen. That's life. You're going to get thrown into the fire. If you're going to live for the Lord, going in the fire. The key is, are you coming out of the fire? The key is, are you going to get burned? The key is, how you going to smell when you get out? That's the key. Go make it. Let's see what happens. They were thrown into the fire. Then these men were bound in their coats. They didn't take any time. Man, they were hot. Look, they had the coats on, the hose on, they had the hats on, the other garments on. Boy, these boys were ready, won't they? Maybe they were thinking, hey, shoot, we'll dress as much as we can, and maybe we'll keep some of that heat off us. I don't know. They just threw them in totally clothed. They were cast into the midst of the burning furnace. Keep looking. It was so hot that what? Look at it. The soldiers that threw them in were burned alive. So hot that the soldiers that threw them in were burned alive. I bet there are probably some in here that you remember some struggles you were going through and problems that people around you, they couldn't even handle it. They couldn't even handle it. They had to back off, baby. They couldn't believe what you're going through and that you keep serving Jesus Christ. You keep serving the Lord. Church is full of people that when the heat gets turned up, they quit. They're just blown away by the heat that Satan can throw sometimes. It happens. Guess what? These soldiers were burned alive. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These big old suckers, they were toast. They were history. So how do you think Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are going to fare? Let's keep looking. See what we got. Provision, provision, provision. God will make a way. Can you say that with me? God will make a way. When it seems to be no way, He'll make a way. He will provide. That's the kind of faith that we need to have in God. Here's what the Bible says. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. My wife's favorite verse, Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must believe that He is. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. You think these boys have got faith or what? Let's see if God's going to reward them. Provision. Will God provide? Great verses here. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished. He rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to him, true king, yeah, that's what we did, boss man. Verse 25, he answered and said, say that with me, lo, I see four men. I see four men. You don't realize it probably, and I don't realize it, that when the world looks at us sometimes, and family members, and they see some of the things we've gone through, and some of the struggles and adversity, when we stand for Jesus Christ, they say this. Even if they're not believers, many times they say, well, that guy's got something. He's got something. He's making it. You've got something. They've got something. God sure has been with them. You know what they're seeing? They're seeing the fourth man. Amen? The fourth man. That's what I need, baby. When I'm going to the fire. You know, this week, even though it wasn't that big a deal, I gave God the glory because the fourth man showed up. Fourth man showed up. And the fourth man shows up. When you do the right thing, when you purpose to do the right thing, the peace of God will come. He'll show up. And that's what happened here. King says, I see four men. They're loose. Were they loose when they went in? Yes or no? No, they were bound. Walking. Were they walking when they went in? Yes or no? No, they were on the ground. They have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Now here's a pagan king. But God's talking, and He's making this pagan king see the program and see the plan. And He says, there is, I do declare. You know what, when you look at a fire sometimes, you can see spooky things in a fire. Do you know that? You can look at a fire and it'll look, have different colors, and look like something. I don't know if you know what he's seeing. You look at it and do that. You know what I mean? But tell you what. He said, I see something there like four folk. And they ain't down. They ain't walking. And they ain't three. There's four. And one seemed to be shining bright. All right? Let's see what happens. He said, I see four men. Can you say that with me? I see four men. Would you say this with me? Say it out loud. They were, come on. They were, and they were not alone. And you know what? That's what God will do for you if you'll stand for Him. He will do this. In the midst of your problems, you can be walking. I mean, you can be loose. You don't have to be bound by the problems and the struggles that you face. That doesn't mean you're wishing them away. It doesn't mean that you're living in another world. But you don't have to be all bound by those problems. You can be free in Jesus Christ, free indeed. And you can do amazing things. You can walk. You can still move. You can still function when trouble is coming your way and when you're going through all hell. You can still be walking. You can be healthy spiritually. Some of the most healthy spiritually, spiritual people I've ever met are people that are struggling, hurting, man. Hurting! I've been blessed by people who were suffering so bad, I went to bless them, left the room blessed. They blessed me. How is that? Because they were healthy. Oh, their bodies were given out, but they were healthy spiritually, man. And they were not alone. They were not alone. So let's keep looking. How do you handle the heat? These boys are teaching us this morning. Let's keep looking. Protection. God's going to take care of you. Not only will God make a way, God will take care of you. If you will realize that, that's the way my mother lived. My stepdad said he was going to kill my mother while she slept. He eventually did kill my mother. It was not while she slept. It was while she looked down the barrel of a .357 Magnum. And he shot her 6 times. But the point is this. You might say, well, it didn't work out for your mama. Are you crazy? It worked out for mama fine. Mama lived years. He was a coward. Mama lived in faith. Mama lived, she was 60 years old. I wish she was alive today. But mama lived in the will of God, I believe. I believe if mama would have said, I ain't going to church. If mama would have said, you know what, I'm going to go back to drinking just like we used to do. And I'll go back to living that kind of lifestyle. I think he would have probably said, that's great. And she's going to be alive today. But mama wasn't going to live that way. It wasn't happening anymore. Mama was going to live for Jesus Christ. And she started doing that for years and years and years. And she lived for the Lord and became a shining light for Jesus Christ. And she affected my life. Huge, man. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for her taking a stand she did. It's changed my life. I'm telling you something. God will protect you. And if you can live in that light, and don't make dumb decisions, okay? Don't run out from the bus. Alright? But listen, if you will live like that, knowing that if I go in that fire and I get burned, I get burned. If not, I'll be saved. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to live my life like that. That changed your whole thing. Are you hearing me today? That's where I'm at in my life. I just don't fear what man's going to do to me. I want to do right, though. You understand? But I don't have any fear like that. God can take away your fear. He can protect you if you get that zone. And that's where they're at. Look at it. Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace. He spoke, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Look how he's talking. Boy, his talk's changed. If you'll God be able to deliver you. That's what he said before. Look at this. Say it with me. You servants of the Most High. Oh, the king talking a little different now, ain't he? Come forth! Come here! Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of fire. Woo! Wow! Oh, that was something. Can't you hear him? Woo-hoo! Do that. You know what I'm saying? You know something's happening. Nebuchadnezzar came near. Uh-oh, keep going. Help me. Where are we at? Thank you. And the princes, the governors, the captains, the king counselors, they were gathered together. They saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power. Hallelujah. Amen. Nor was a hair of their head singed. Amen. Neither was their coats changed. Their clothes were just fine. The smell of the fire had passed on. Nor had the smell of the fire passed on. What does that mean? They didn't smell like they did in the fire. You ever come through problems like that you thought were monumental? You thought your life would never be the same. How am I going to make it? But you know what? You try to do the right thing, and you make it, and guess what? But no, I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? God does that. Give Him glory for that. Praise Him for that. Don't take credit for it. Give Him praise for that. Protection. Remember this, big point in the message today. Now we're almost done, believe it or not. Say that with me. The fire had no... One more time. The fire had no power. Could you go ahead and say it a little bit louder? Come on. The fire had no power! No power! That's worth the message this morning. That's worth your coming today. You don't get anything out of what Clark says. Leave with that today. The fire and the crud mess you're going through, let me tell you something. It has no power. It has no power. Reminds me of get thee behind me, Satan. Fire has no power. I'm not saying you're not going to struggle. I'm not saying you don't have problems. I'm not saying Satan's after you like nobody's business. The fire has no power. You're a victor in Jesus Christ. The fire has no power. You know what has the power? It's our mind when we think the fire has power. That's what hurts us. Oh, no, fire! Listen. Hey, dude, listen. The fire. Say it one more time. The fire has no power. And now, keep looking. Let's move. What happened in the story? What happened in the end? Here's the end. Promotion. Promotion. You know what? Jesus Christ loves those who love Him. Matter of fact, Jesus says, if you love me and you keep my commandments, my Father will love you and I will love you and will be with you. Read it in the book of John. I'm telling you, He loves those who love Him. He loves those who stand. Well, I thought God just loved everybody. Jesus died for everybody on the cross. But He loves those Christians who will stand for Him, who will do the right thing, who will live life knowing the fire has no power, but the Holy Spirit of the living God has power. And that's where I get my strength from. He loves that. And He'll love you for that. He'll promote you for that. He will exalt you. He will lift you up if you have that attitude. Verse 28. Nebuchadnezzar spoke. It's the king. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Boy's God, he changed the tune. Later on, he's going to have a counter. We're not going to talk about it this time. Read the book of Daniel. Find out this guy had to learn a hard lesson from God. And God brought him down, this king. He's all talk here. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him. And it changed the king's word. Isn't that beautiful right there? Changed the king's word. The king said, you got to bow. Guess what? Change the king's word. Why do you have to bow? Why don't you get the king's word to change? Amen? That's what your God can do. And yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own. Here's the promotion. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, language would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces. No fire next time. We're going to take it this way. Sushi. Okay? It's going to happen. And their houses shall be made a dunghill. Bunch of bull. Here we go. Because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Verse 30. Then the king, say it with me, promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Hallelujah. Tell you what do you do when Satan gets on you? Listen, purpose in your heart. Do the right thing. Stop excuse making. Get to that piece, that cool spot on the sand. Woo! And know, hallelujah, because you're putting the Word of God in you, a plan's going to happen. He's going to provide. He's going to protect me, though the gates of hell shall come against me. I'm going to make it, hallelujah. And then, boom! You will. You know what I mean? It will happen. That's the way the Christian's supposed to live life, I believe. Look at these closing verses. The heat makes you stronger. By the way, I understand, I could be wrong here, but understand when you take steel and you heat it, the molecules start to do different things. And then you put it in cold water, and it becomes so unbelievably strong. And that's what the heat does to us. We are changed because of the heat in our life. Aren't we? Say.
Amen.
How many will praise the Lord and say, I'm glad because the heat came in my life, and I'm a different person because of that heat in my life. I'm different. I didn't like it, but I appreciate it now. You can be a victor in Jesus Christ. Finally, these scriptures. Just listen to what Jesus did in Matthew 4. I just want to read the Bible with you. Try to take this with you today. Satan says, if. Jesus says, it is written, it is written, it is written. All Satan can do is if. That's all he can do is if. Like a barking little piddly old dog. If. It is written, it is written, it is written. Look what Jesus did. I'm not preaching it. You just look at it. Then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. And when the tempter came, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made to bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then the devil takes him up into the holy city, sets him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down. It's written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Satan doesn't give up. The devil takes him into an exceeding high mountain, shows him all the kingdoms of the world, the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto them, say it with me, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Satan says what? If. Jesus says, it is written, it is written, it is written. Put the word of God in your heart if you want to be a true warrior for Jesus Christ. The beauty, verse 11. Then the devil leaves him, and behold, the angels came. Amen? And that will happen in your life, right here. The devil left. Can you say that with me? The devil left, and then finally, the angels came. How many have been there before? I'm not saying you saw an angel. I don't even want you to come up and tell me you saw an angel. But how many would say, preacher, there must have been angels to get my rear end out of that sling? Because it was rough, baby. There must have been angels. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil left. The angels came. Last line. Here it is. Now that's cool. Amen. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Thank you this morning.